Day 7. Big dreams for a child. Jesus. Let's read from Luke chapter 2, verses 51 and 52. And this is speaking of Jesus. Then Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and with men. I do not know if you've ever had this sense, but often I feel there's a huge gulf between what I know to be true on the inside of me and what I see evidenced on the outside. The expectations that I carry in my heart are so big, and yet the reality of what I see around me is only a small part of the dream being birthed. Yet we need to learn to treasure these things in our heart, knowing that there will be a day when we see our dreams in the flesh. But in the meantime, we need to hold fast with faith and expectation to the depth and breadth of our longings and not let them be diluted or downsized. Here we read that Mary watched Jesus, and although to others he looked ordinary, she knew that he was extraordinary. She hid all this expectation in her heart and waited. Others may have felt he was old beyond his years, but she knew that there would be a time when all would be revealed. As she silently observed her son, Jesus continued to grow in character and opportunity, making the right choices to align himself both with God and with men, so that at the right time, he would be in the right place with the right attitude and ready to act. Waiting with determined patience for the right time to birth your dreams is so difficult. Often we distract ourselves with other pastimes or relationships, seeking to diminish that sense of urgency we feel concerning the projects that we are carrying. But Jesus was able to carry the responsibility of his call with wisdom and maturity, even as a 12-year-old child. God often calls us when we're young, but then does not release us until later. These waiting seasons can be frustrating and need to be navigated with sensitivity and maturity beyond our natural years. I was 4 years old when I gave my life to Jesus, 17 years old when I was called to the ministry, 24 years old when I went to the mission field, but 30 years old before I began to preach and minister, 34 years old when I founded Heartcry, 45 years old when I wrote the first book, but all this time I knew I was called. But as I went through these various stages of desire, terror, reluctance, horror, frustration, joy and difficulty, I had to navigate them. Childhood dreams are important. Even if you were not saved until later in life, do not despise those early days of dreaming. Maybe the context of your life ambitions is different, but often the basic aspiration of your life is similar. I have met many people who say to me, "When I was a child, I dreamed and always wanted to be a musician. But I was not saved, so what do I do now?" Often when encouraged, they become vital parts of our worship or songwriting or creative arts teams. Others have said, "I wanted to go into business and make money." So once saved, they can still use the same gift to bless others through their generosity. Childhood imagination is important, so take time to remember those dreams of your youth and treasure them. Let's pray together. Father, awaken the longings of my early years. Heal me where my confidence has been so damaged that I cannot believe the desires can still be part of my life now. Increase in me wisdom and maturity so that I can hold fast to these dreams with faith-filled determination, knowing that you have called and gifted me in these areas. Thank you, Father, for showing me that with dedication I can accomplish what you have placed within me. Help me nurture these desires with your wisdom and in your timing. Thank you. Amen.